Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Damon Clark, and he is a certified prevention specialist for Zion Recovery Services. Good morning to you, Damon.
Good morning to you. Well, good afternoon now.
Well, depends on when you're listening to this, Damon. And of course, we should remind folks that after our 9:45 program, you can listen to this on your phone or your computer or whatever technical kind of stuff you have, that you can hear us for a long, long time. Just come back and click on this program, and you can hear us wherever you are, by yourself or with a group. So, Damon, Zion Recovery Services, initially I always think of this Zion Recovery as drug prevention and treatment, but you're so much more than that. Can you give us just a really short statement about some of the areas that Zion Recovery relates to?
Yeah. So as we've integrated through Zion Recovery and the mental health services that we have, in the future, we'll be actually transitioning all of us into the one main building on Hollow Street, and we'll be Zion Behavioral Health Services. So we'll be integrated into more of co-occurring treatment. And it'll allow us to provide more services, not just solely based on treatment, but maybe also some mental health that's, you know, contributing to some of the trauma or stressors. So, you know, there's a lot of different areas now that we can focus in on.
You bet. And as I looked Zion Recovery up on my computer, and it one of the basic things that I really like in your description is you are helping people make healthy choices in a lot of different areas in their life. So healthy choices. So you work with groups, you work with individuals, but right now, how are you working with individuals?
So we have it set up on a weekly basis where our clinical counselors have their patients set on their calendar to touch base with them at least once a week, if not more. And that is through telehealth, utilizing Zoom or some form of web-based interaction. And that way we can touch base again. We talked last time, it's, you know, not just always focusing on the substance use disorder itself, but how are they doing physically, mentally, during this time that, you know, we're all social distancing ourselves, doing a lot of homeschooling, integrating, you know, what the teachers have provided, and getting the children back into a routine, and really trying to help navigate families to where they feel comfortable and less stressed during this time.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's great to be able to talk to people on the phone, but with the telehealth, most of the time you're also getting to see each other, and that to me is, you know, how people move, that nonverbal communication is such an important part of the whole relationship.
Absolutely. And just reaching out to them, you know, on a weekly basis and touching base, you know, what goals have you felt like you've accomplished, and what are the motivators that are keeping you going every day, and, you know, diet and exercise, and taking time to, you know, evaluate kind of some of the mental health and the stressors that may be going on, and how can we, you know, be more of assistance even through, you know, the telehealth services. And it's still a connection on a deep level with them, letting them know that we want to continue to help out wherever they feel, whether it's developing coping skills to deal with, you know, the pandemic, or, you know, their isolation is causing them, you know, to feel depression, anxiety, things like that. We definitely want to address that.
All right. And if people... there's some new people say, I really would like to talk to somebody. How's the best way to contact Zion Recovery, soon to be Behavioral Services?
Well, and we are taking new patients every day. If you call Zion Recovery, or like you said, if you check our, if you go to the website, zionrecovery.org, it'll give you all the information,
okay,
including where we're located. And you can call, and it'll transfer you to the treatment team or the mental health team, or, you know, our evaluation team as well, and navigate you through that process.
Okay, so you have a website, you have Facebook, and of course you have phone, and you are listed in the phone book. So feel feel free. If you need to talk to somebody, well, look up Zion Recovery in one of those methods and get a hold of somebody to visit with. So, Damon, you are your title is prevention specialist. And one of the things that I know you have done in the past is go to schools and talk to classes and so on. So what's happening now?
You know, a lot has changed since the pandemic has started, and a lot of the school curriculums have been canceled because schools, you know, not in session. However, you know, teachers are working extremely hard to get programs and curriculums out to their students to keep them up on their education, keep them busy, and keep them positive and interacting. What we're doing on our end for the prevention specialists is really figuring out how can we contribute and collaborate with the schools. So specifically in CAM, we're setting up a Zoom meeting and inviting other teachers that may want to participate. As they send out their curriculums, they can also integrate our curriculums in the prevention area as well, so they can have more topics than just, you know, their school-related curriculum. So it would be, you know, prevention and stress factors and prevention and of course, drugs and alcohol and many areas that expands, you know, while the youth are stuck at home and you know, they're wanting to get out. They're wanting to be social. It's a really hard time for them right now. So, again, we're just trying to do everything we can to make it less stressful on all ages.
So, Damon, you're being supportive of teachers in any way you can be. And like I say, in the past, I know that you have worked directly with students. Just give me an example. One of the kind of instances or one of the examples of what do you specifically visit with kids about? You know, give me a specific.
Well here's one, and this is becoming a new trend as well. You know, especially when kids are stuck at home and they're social distancing. There's a link, and we have a gambling prevention specialist as well. But there's a connection there between gaming and gambling. We educate students and parents on the amount of time that they are spending on their games or the money that they may be spending on those games. There is a link to that addictive behavior directly, you know, to the game specifically. So that's something we really do focus in on as well.
Yeah, we are kind of in the, like me in the old school, we think, well, you have to go to a casino to gamble. Not true. There's instances kids have spent, I don't know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars gambling at home and their parents don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. And it's continuing to, we see that, you know, the gambling, it's shift. It's not, you know, as you say, you know, we think of going to the casinos. Right now, there's a lot of gambling within the video games during this time, and they're spending money. You know, their PayPal accounts that we talked about, their allowance, and again, that's, you know, that becomes an addiction to them. And again, we want to talk about that without lecturing, but helping them understand, you know, the amount of time that they're on, you know, gaming, how it's related to gambling. And how, you know, the COVID-19 has escalated the need to address for public health risk, you know, facing the emerging with adults even. So there's a lot of new programs coming out right now and training for those prevention specialists to really focus in on that.
Okay, lots of new challenges here in this time of pandemic. Okay, one last really short thing. I know you are an important leader in CLEAN, Community Leadership Efforts Acting Now. And one of the things you are really working on is a big grant or grant with big dollars. Just quickly, what would that accomplish? What is the main focus of that grant request?
So, yeah, you know, CLEAN, we haven't had a CLEAN meeting in a few months, and the pandemic, of course, has contributed to that. The executive team have been meeting on a regular basis, Zoom meetings, and we can't believe it's been a year already since the last time we've, you know, applied for this grant. But the Drug Free Communities grant is a very large grant that, again, will help address the needs specifically in Cass County. And during this time pandemic, where we see the shift of gambling and gaming and an increase in maybe alcohol use or marijuana and youth and adults as well. It'll just allow for more services to be available. And we've got some, this year, we've got in touch with some people at the Capitol and the AC4C director, and they're really pushing and assisting with writing this grant so we can be successful. We've been blessed with a lot of good partnerships so far, and we're really excited about this.
Yeah, that's important, all those partnerships, and you have to keep working away at it. So we want to thank you very much, Damon Clark, for visiting with us today and just keeping us in mind of some of the ways that Zion Recovery Services might be helpful to us. And until next time, here's a thought from Abe Lincoln. Always bear in mind that your own resolution to succeed is more important than any one thing.